Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to ShareEnjoyment.com. I'd like to begin by thanking Jake Weinman for his incredible efforts to bring us together in this wonderful experience. It is a sheer enjoyment to know that Jake. And we want to thank our sponsor this evening, as always. Our sponsor dedicates the Shir Lezeche Ule'ilu Nishmas Manash Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May this neshama have an aliyah. I want to thank, of course, Mitch Green for technical assistance and Ellie Lyman for getting me started here a little bit, and all those that participate in ShareEnjoyment.com. This week is Parshas Vayera, a very beautiful parsha, many photos. I want to begin with an observation that there's a principle Chazal tell us, that in the parsha lies secrets to the current events of the week. It's traditional that the rabbi on Shabbos delivers a sermon. And it's tradition that the purpose of the sermon, at least it used to be, today is different, but it used to be where the rabbi would study current events and would then look into the parsha. And we have an emunah, there's a belief that the current events that Kadosh Baruch Hu arranges, that the events that are happening around us, whether it's local, whether it's in the community, in the world, are alluded to, are hinted, or can be found in the Parshas HaShavua. And not just can it be found, but in the Parshas HaShavua there is a presentation of a Torah perspective on dealing with the events of the world, whether it's local, statewide, city, state, country, the world at large. And if we take this even further, we break up the week into seven parts, there are seven aliyahs. And there's a tradition that the events of Sunday, if we really knew how to decipher what it says in the Torah, can be found in the first aliyah. And the current events of Monday can be found on the second aliyah, the current events of Tuesday and the third aliyah, and so on and so forth. Now that Hakdama, I just want to make a very simple observation. This week is Parshat Vayera, and tomorrow, it's no secret, is Election Day in the United States of America. And America has approximately 320 million people who live in this country, at least, and many of them have an opportunity tomorrow to vote and to make their voice heard and to decide who they want their leaders, who do they choose to be their leaders. And it's really fascinating that hafech b'hafech b'dekulubah in the Torah, it's not often that we have any mention of an election, a political appointee. But tomorrow, in the Aliyah of Tuesday, the third Aliyah, it begins with possibly one of the only mentions in the Torah of where a person was elected. Now, I don't know what kind of election they had in Sodom, but the pasuk says, "Vayavohu shnei hamalachim Sodoma bo'erev." The two angels came to Sodom in the evening. The Lot yoshev b'shar Sodom. Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. Vayalot vayakam lekrasam. Lot saw. He got up to greet the angels. He bowed before them on the earth. Rashi on this pasuk, the first pasuk of Shalishi, the third aliyah, which corresponds to Tuesday, corresponds to tomorrow, says on the words, the Lot Yoshev B'Shar Sodom. Rashi comments, what does it mean, Yoshev? There is no Vav. So without the Vav, that gives us a homiletic license to pronounce the word Yoshav Kisif. He sat. What is the significance of sitting by the gate? It means he was an elected appointee. He was an official. Oso Hayom, on that very day, Minuhu, he was appointed. They appointed him Shofet, a judge, Alehem, which I think in our vocabulary means that he was elected to be their leader and to make decisions for them. Isn't that amazing? Tomorrow, there's an election in this country. This country, United States of America, Medina Shel Chesed. And it is the leader of the free world. It's power and influence spread throughout the entire world, literally. And tomorrow, there is an election. The outcome of the election has major, major consequences, ramifications for the entire world. And one of the only places in the entire Torah, best of my limited knowledge, that explicitly mentions an idea of a person being appointed to office, to lead, is the first pasuk of the third Aliyah, Parshas Vayera, and this week is Parshas Vayera, and Tuesday corresponds to the third Aliyah, and tomorrow is an election where many people will be appointed, or people who have been appointed in the past will be re-elected to serve in roles of leadership and make decisions which will affect the life of many, many people for generations to come. And let's therefore look, use this stimulation to try to understand the pasuk, an idea, to present an idea relating to what exactly was going on in Sidon. That's the beginning of this pasuk, Vayavoshna Malachim Stoma Ba'erim evening. Rashi picks up on the word evening. Why does it say evening? Rashi says, V'ki kol kach shohu ha-malachim mechevron l'stom. The malachim were coming from Chevron. That's where Avraham was living with Sarah. They came to heal Avraham from the bris milah. They came to be mevaser, to inform Sarah that she will have a child. And their second stop was to go to Sodom, to destroy Sodom and to save Lot. Rashi asked the question, it does not take all that long to travel from Hebron to Sodom. Rashi is telling us that it's a very short walk around the block. So why then does the pasuk say that there was such a delay that the Malachim did not arrive until the evening? Rashi answers, the Malachim deliberately delayed their arrival to Sodom as much as they could because they were hoping that Avraham would continue to pray to Hashem to save Sodom from destruction. Rashi says these were Malachim of Rachamim, Malachi Rachamim, angels of mercy. And they delayed, maybe Avraham would find something, some merit, some technique in order to spare these people from destruction. So the Malachim arrived in the evening. And the very next words are, V'lot Yoshev Bishar Sidom, and the gate of Sidom. And Rashi just explained that Lot was just at that moment appointed, elected on that day to be the leader, to be the Shofet. And what does the next pasuk continue to say? Lot, he saw Malachim coming, and he stood up to greet them, and he bowed before them. And Rashi tells us that Lot was trained by Avraham to bring guests into your home, to be machnis oirach, to be hospitable, to be kind and gracious. And Lot was following in the ways of Avraham. He went outside to look, maybe there's a guest who was coming. Now we know Sodom was a wicked, wicked place. And Rashi, in the beginning of the parasha, tells us about a river. He alludes to a story about a young girl. There was a story, the Medrash says, it was forbidden in Sodom to give charity, to be hospitable. They went against the grain of their culture, of their policy, and there was a poor, destitute beggar that somehow miraculously continued to survive. Someone was supporting him. And people of Sodom were very surprised and disturbed. How come this beggar who is still alive, how come he did not get starved to death? And this person kept on living longer and longer. And then they made an investigation and discovered there was a young girl that was feeding this person food. And they basically tortured her to death. And this was a trigger in Shemayim to bring about the destruction of Sodom. We learned from this is that Sodom was a place whose culture did not allow hospitality. And that was the source of its destruction. Here we have the city on the verge of destruction. And the Malachim are sent there to do their mission. And they're delaying, they're holding back. Because they're hoping maybe there's some way we can still save the city. And the very next words we discover in the Pasuk is, lo and behold, there's a new elected official, a person who has been trained in the tent of Avraham Avinu to be kind and gracious and to show this midah of hospitality, the same midah for which they have been slated for destruction. It would seem that Avraham was working. Avraham was davening, was praying that the outcome of the election should result in his nephew being the leader. And the expectation, perhaps, is all, of course, just a hypothesis, is that if Lot would succeed in taking over the leadership of Sodom, he would change their policy. He would enact new laws. He would promote hospitality. He would be hospitable to the inhabitants. He would train them to go in the ways of Avraham. And that would cancel the gezeirah from heaven to destroy Sodom. The angels were correct. They were waiting. They were delaying arriving in the city, waiting for the result of the election. And if Avraham's nephew, Lot, would win the election, that would signal a new leadership in Sodom, a leadership that would be sympathetic to the cause of hospitality, and they would reverse their evil ways. And indeed, the angels were right. They waited and waited, and Avraham must have been davening and davening to influence people to vote, to Lot. And indeed, when the Malachim arrived, Lot was declared the winner. Rashi says, but that day, the Lot Yosef, min oso hayom minuhu shofet aleihem. Now there's potential. There's a new leader in town. A leader been trained in the ways of Avraham Avinu to do chesed. And this now maybe we don't need to destroy a city, a whole city of people. And indeed, everything seems to be going according to plan because Lot is standing at the gate of the city. He's looking. Maybe there'll be a guest. Vayar Lot. Vayokom Likrosam. He gets up. Vayishtachu. He bows before them. And he greets them. But unfortunately, we discover that Lot failed in his leadership. Vayomer hineno Adonai suruna. Here is where he goes wrong. He says to the people, to the Malachim, suru, don't walk into my house through the front door. If the people see that I'm taking in a guest, who knows what they'll do to me, what they'll do to you. Come through the back door. Rashi makes it very clear with suru, go around. No one should see you. And then he says, linu verachatsu, don't wash your feet, because if you wash your feet, they're going to think you're here for many days. Don't do that. Make believe you didn't come into the house, and leave early in the morning. Vehish gantem, get up early in the morning and leave under the cover of darkness. No one should know that you were a guest in my home. What's going on over here? Lot, obviously, was conflicted. On the one hand, he wanted to promote a new policy of hospitality, new policy of kindness, not selfishness, not corruption. But he just couldn't break away from the old way of doing things, from the policy of the past, of the status quo. The pressure was so great. Although he won the election, although they appointed him as their leader, and although he personally was a good person, was willing to do chesed, he was trained in the home of Avram, he was not willing to take a public stand, to use his authority of leadership, of a leader, to go and publicly bring the guests into his home and to make a declaration with conviction. You've appointed me. I'm your leader. There's a new way of doing things. We're going to cut out the corruption. We're going to cut out the wickedness. We're going to look to benefit society, to be kind to people, to do chesed, to follow in the ways of Avraham. You appointed me. You put your trust in me. If you put your trust in me, this is now going to be public policy. If he would have taken in the guests in public with pomp and flair and excitement, and using this opportunity as a tool
to tell society, you appointed me, it's time now. You believed in me to appoint me as your leader. Believe in me to enact a new policy, a new way of doing things in this country. That's what he should have done. And that's what Avraham was hoping. That's what the angels were hoping. They would delay the Churban. Look, there's an election. Lot may get in. And if he gets in, who better in the entire world than to lead in turning the city of Sodom around and becoming a place of chesed instead of a cruel, wicked, selfish, corrupt society? But Lot was conflicted. He couldn't bring himself. There was too much pressure. Personally, come into my home. But sooner, only through the back door. Don't wash your feet. First, linu, but make sure the dust is on your feet, because I don't want people to think that you're here too long. When you leave, under the cover of darkness, because I'm not yet ready to lead. Lot, he failed. He failed in his role of leadership. There was a last opportunity here. There was a delay until the Erev for him to get into office, to lead, to take a position. Chaval, he didn't have the stamina. He didn't have that conviction, that will to use what he was given to make a difference. And the end was Sodom was destroyed. Everything was the same. The more things change, the more they stay the same. We learn Vayismamo, he delayed Vayismamo with Eshal Sheleth. Rashi there says he was concerned about his money. He was concerned about things that were not important. He was elected to lead, not elected to be concerned about his money and to delay and all the other acts of corruption. He even stooped to such a low to give over his daughters to satisfy crimes of these lowly people. Instead of leading with conviction and teaching them, he gave in to them. If the leader would do such a thing to give over his daughters for Avera, what do you expect from the population, from his constituents? It was a disaster. There was so much potential, but yet it's tragic. It's interesting, many of the commentators point out that the very next story, immediately following the Churban of Sodom, Avraham Avinu, he goes to the land of the Plishtim, Avimelech Melech Gerar, and it would seem from the story that it was a very sophisticated culture. There were laws, and there was a system of government of what they considered to be a just system of government, a far cry from Sodom. Avimelech, he calls himself a tzaddik. Compare the way Avimelech describes himself relative to Sodom, the Anshei Sodom. Chatoim, the Rohim, they were Rishoim. They were wicked people. Anshei Sodom, they were wicked people. Avimelech, the very next story, Avraham, he comes to a new culture, to a new society, where the king says, Hagoy, Gam Tzadik, Taharoik. We're not like Sodom, where the people are described of Chatohim, Varohim, Lahashem, Oid. You've come to the land of the Plishtim. You've come to Avimelech, Melech Gerar. Hagoy, Gam Tzadik, Taharoik. Look, we have laws, we have a system of government. We're good people. I'm a tzaddik. I didn't do anything to your wife, Sarah. And Avraham Avinu says to him, you may have everything in this country, but one thing you don't have, rak in yiras Elokim, b'makoyim hazeh. There's no yiras Elokim. V'haraguni al devar ishti. And although society may seem sophisticated, there may be a sophisticated network of mishpat, and you may be able on paper to claim that you're a tzaddik, but the core is rotten. Rak in yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh. Another example of failed leadership. Interesting, the two different societies, the society of Sodom and the society of the land of Plishtim. The society of Sodom, it was finished. The last chance was new leadership, Lot. But Lot failed to take advantage of the tools he had at his disposal to make a change. In the land of the Plishtim, they made a lot of changes. there was, in fact, a righteous network of judges, a mishpat. If Avimelech said, Hagoy Gam Tzadik, we have to accept that what he said is correct. There were a system of laws that were proper, just, correct. But there's another problem. It was all a facade. Because even if on the outside it seems to be proper and just and correct, if there's no Yirah Shamayim, there's nothing. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyl Neimach Kiim L'Yirah Oisai. And Avraham Avinu said, with all of your laws and all of the different things you put in position, in contrast to Sodom, to be a goy gam tzaddik, contrast to Sodom, a place of chatoim veroim, it doesn't matter. You're missing a key ingredient, yirah shamayim. Coming back to this hashgacha pratis of taking note that there is a mention of an election on Yom Shlishi, the third aliyah of the day. We've been very fortunate in this country for so many years to be able to serve Hashem, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. It's arguably never been better for the Jewish people in Golos as it's been in America. Tremendous blessing, tremendous, tremendous blessing to be able to serve Hashem with freedom like never before as we patiently await for Mashiach. And we have to pray the Mispalo that the bracha that Hashem has bestowed upon us should continue. We have to pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He brings about events in such a way where He puts in position of leadership people who are God-fearing, who have Yirah Shamayim, a degree of Yirah Shamayim, and together with their Yirah Shamayim, they should take their success, their position of power, and use it to bring about more Yirah Shamayim. We learn from this week's parasha the only way leadership can succeed is by combining the lessons of Sodom and of the Plishtim. A leader has to be a Yirah Shamayim. A leader, a non-Jewish leader, has to fear God, value life, family, religion. All of these things are just other words, synonyms of Yirah Shamayim, different dimensions, different aspects of Yirah Shamayim. And the leader needs to take advantage of the tools at his disposal, the power that the people have invested in him, to have the courage and conviction to take the element of the Yirah Shamayim within him to spread to society values, morality, which again is just another word to allow people to acknowledge the existence of the Creator, to bring Him into their lives, spread the belief and knowledge of Hashem's kindness, and thus we will merit to live lives of success and bracha, and be able to merit to enjoy Hashem's incredible blessing by creating a place in this world, United States of America, who has been so kind and gracious to Klal Yisrael all these years. May the blessing continue, and may the results be successful for one and for all, to Klal Yisrael, and we should witness the Mirtz Hashem, the coming of Mashiach, the Nehera, the Amenu, Amen. Thank you very much for listening, and may everyone have a wonderful week. Good night.